As we know, in order to be able to arouse the curiosity of the kids on the Seder, so there are certain minhagim that we have that is supposed to arouse the curiosity that they should remain up and, you know, to be able to ask the questions. So one of them would be when it comes to karpas. Karpas, which is celery dipped in either salt water. Majority of the karpas has to be deep. And also, a person, let's say, is supposed to wash his hand, qadesh urchas, karpas, after the chitza is netila, you do a netila, but without the bracha. And then you do dipping of the karpas into salt water or vinegar. So in order to be able to ask the question, why is it that tonight, this is what we are doing? The whole thing is, has to be question and answer the whole entire night of the two Sederim that we have. So therefore, it's a very interesting Nekudat that Rav Ovadia brings, Birki Yosef, Rav Chida, that it could be imagined otherwise. But it says, Mishelo Kiddush Belel Pesach. Somebody that did not say the Kiddush at night, you could say the same Kiddush during the day. Besed. However, if the Yom Tov passes, Ein Tashlumin Le'arba Chosud Ulechiyuv Matzah Umaror ve'agada ve'alel. As we know, the entire Haggadah, the Gadat Alevin Chabayim Ahu, Haggadah is the mitzvah of the night. It's the mitzvah that said the Oraita, Sipur Yetziat Misraim, Matchil Begenud Misraim Beshvach, question and answer, transmitting the Emuna to the next generation is, the main thing is, the night of Pesach. If you miss it, you missed it. Arba Chosod, missed. Matzah, of Al Achilat Matzah, you could only do it the night. And once it's missed. Maror, missed. Halel, missed. We have Halel during the day, but that's a separate chiyuv. So the bottom line, if a person misses it, there is no such thing as makeup. The only thing that there could be a makeup is regarding Korban Pesach. If a person was, either as the Torah says, if a person was a Tameh, or was Derech Rechuka, he was distanced, he was away. So then you have to do, when it comes to Pesach Sheni. But any other thing, there is no such thing to be able to make it up. So that is the nekuda when it comes to this aspect. Next would be karpa. After karpas comes yachatz. You take the middle matzah and you make it divide into two. One portion dalet, another one vav. Hachelek hagadol betzurat vav, manichol afiguman. If you try your utmost to be able to come up with the shape of vav, and the vav is supposed to be bigger, and you leave the bigger one in a certain type of a bag, leave it away someplace else, hide it away, for afiguman to be brought at the end of the seuda prior to Birkat Hamazon. Now this aspect of yachatz, cutting the matzah into two, has many different reasons. Now one of the explanations is given, madarko shel ani ala perusa. We know that anim and evyonim, matzah is supposed to represent the fact that we were avadim, we were slaves, and avadim basically, this is what they eat, not the best of the best. Second, it also represents derech cherut, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the day of Pesach also, the day that they came out of Egypt on that 15th of Nisan, which was Thursday, that year of Yetziat Mitzrayim, 15th of Nisan was Thursday. Wednesday night was the night of the 15th. Ba'erev tochlu matzot. That's when they had the matzah. And that matzah represented lechem oni, the bread of our affliction, aniyut, avadim, avdut, servitude. But the next day in the morning when they're coming out, they had to be rushed out. Again it came out to be a matzah. That is a matzah of freedom. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. That's what we say. Rabban Gamliel Ayomer. כל מי שלא אמר שלושות דברים אלו בפסח לא יוצא לחובתו. פסח, מצא ומרור. מצא זו שאנחנו אוכלים על שום מה? For what purpose is this מצא? שלא הספיקו בצקם של אבותינו להחמיץ, אז שנגלו עליהם מלך מלכי המלכה ראש ברוך הוא. החודש ברוך הוא appeared to him. And there was no sufficient amount of time for the dough to become חמץ. So that is the מצא of freedom. So on the one hand is the מצא of freedom, on the other hand is the מצא of עבדות, servitude. Lechemoni. So these are both matzot, both aspects. So number one is, therefore, Both aspects are combined in the matzot that we eat. So therefore, it's supposed to be eaten reclining on the left, derech erut, like the way of the kings, the way they sit and recline and they relax. On the other hand, also is derech erut, represents the matzah of the day. That's why matzah zu she'anachnu ochlim al shuma, we bring that pasuk that discusses the freedom of the Jews. On the other hand, is also supposed to be lechem oni. Lechem oni means the bread of our affliction. So therefore, when we say Hamotzi, the two nights of Pesach, there are two brachot. Let me just end with these two nekudot. When we, the first two nights of Pesach, we say Hamotzi and Alachilat Matzah. First we say Hamotzi, second we say Alachilat Matzah. Hamotzi is supposed to be said representing that every Erev Yom Tov, every Erev Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to send instead of Omer Gulgolet, twice as much. Every day was Omer Gulgolet. Man used to come, the amount of Omer Gulgolet, for each person Omer. Friday and Erev Yom Tov used to come twice as much. So therefore, every Seudah of Shabbat and Yom Tov, we say on two pita breads, or two chalot. So when it comes to, however, the night of Pesach, we have both aspects. On the one hand, representing the man. On the other hand, representing the aniyut. Matzah is supposed to represent both aspects. So Hamotzi is said on two full matzot, 2.5. Hamotzi, lecheminah, the two full ones represents the man. I have to have two. On Shabbatot and Yom Tovim, we say Hamotzi on two pieces of chalot, or pitot, two full pitot. Over here, two matzot. And then I drop the bottom one, the bottom piece, I put it down. So on 1.5 matzot that I have in my hand now, up to now I had 2.5. After I finish Hamotzi, I put the bottom one down. On 1.5, I say, Asher Kiddeshanu b'misodot b'tzivanu, al achilat matzot. That's the first two nights. Why? Al achilat matzot. For what do you drop it? Because darko shel ani ala perusa. Aniim, matzot also represents the avdut. The servitude, lechem oni, aniim, darko shelani ala perusa. Perusa means a piece here, a piece there, but they're going to find always complete pieces of bread, rahman al-islam. So they have nothing to eat. So therefore, it's supposed to, matzah is supposed to represent the avdut also. So therefore we say, hamotzi on 2.5, alachilat matzah on 1.5. 1.5, which means the half represents aniyut. On the pieces of bread, he says Hamotzi. So here, the night of Pesach, that's what we have to do. How much are you supposed to eat? The first time you're supposed to eat kebetzah. So kebetzah, the best of the best would be twice kezait. Minimum kezait. The best, kebetzah, which is twice as much. So, and the time limit, we're going to have to deal with it. The time limit, the best would be each kezait within 4 minutes. And reclining on the left, each kazayin on 4 minutes. If you cannot do it, 6 minutes. If you cannot do it, 7.5 minutes. But there is a time limit. And it has to be reminded, everyone, afilu ladies, are supposed to eat it reclining on the left. The left hand, the left arm is supposed to be placed on the table in a relaxed fashion to be consumed.